welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toxic Talks podcast. I'm not sure exactly what this podcast is going to be yet. I spent a bit of time, you know, day or two, thinking about some things that I'd want to cover in this first episode. One of the major ones being what questions I think I would be asked, or what questions I really wanted to ask myself before starting a podcast. One of the biggest ones is, why would I even want to start a podcast? And thinking about it, I thought to myself, well, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts every day. On my way to work, on the way home. If I'm not listening to music on those trips, I'm always listening to a podcast about something, because there's always something interesting to listen to. And the great thing about podcasts is, even if you don't like one, you can just choose a different one. There's always something out there. Everybody's going to find something that they enjoy watching and listening to throughout a podcast. The second biggest thing for that category for me would be, you know, being antisocial. I don't really get my feelings out there very often. And if there's a select few things that I could share my opinion about without actually having to watch people or posting it on a blog somewhere, I thought a podcast would be a good place for that. The last thing is, I figure it'll allow me to talk about things that I actually care about. Being in a room with other people, or just talking one-on-one with another person, you kind of have to cater to what you think you'll both enjoy in the conversation versus what you just want to talk about, what you enjoy. So those are my main reasons for why I wanted to start a podcast. When I was going, writing the notes down for this podcast, another big question I asked myself is, what is my podcast going to be about? And I don't mean just this podcast. I mean my overall series of podcasts in Toxic Talks. And I thought about it. And, you know, I couldn't really come up with any one for sure thing. There are so many podcasts out there doing so many different things. I noticed that a lot of them focus on, they have their, like, you know, they have their niche. I'm not sure that I'm going to have a niche to start out with. Maybe over time, I'll find that I like talking about certain things more than I like talking about other things. So just a general, what I could be talking about in these. I'm probably going to put forth my thoughts on a couple things, such as anime. I watch a lot of anime. I'm a big anime buff. And I always like to talk to people about it. But a lot of people will be like, huh, what are you talking about? Or we'll go on this big tangent about it and forget about the rest of our day. So if I want to do that, I want to do it to where there will be no one responding and I'm not wasting anybody else's time. You guys could close out of this no problem, and it won't affect you at all, or it won't affect me. The next big thing would probably be tech. I work as an IT, and I'm really big into tech and the new tech coming out. Those tech-based shows, you could call them, they would be more like technical, broke down, high level, not just an overview of, hey, you know, this is a cool phone, or hey, this is a cool computer, or this processor is amazing. I'm going to really go into depth on why exactly I enjoy those things, why I think that this is a good choice versus that. I'm going to compare it to a couple of different things and show why it's better than those things, and some things that are a little better than it that you can get if you, you know, pay a little bit more, spend a little more here. The last thing would be any hobbies or, like, side jobs that I pick up. The only, like, actual TV I watch is a show called Forged in Fire. and it's really like moved me to think about smithing. There's a lot of episodes where people get really hot and get kicked out, so I don't know if I'm gonna pick that up or not. If I do, though, that'll be pretty cool. I will definitely talk about that as I go around doing it. The last thing that I really wanted to cover here before I just start going on a tangent about whatever I'm going to do is what times and days are going to work for me throughout the week. When am I really going to be able to sit down and just really talk to myself and talk to you guys about some of these things? I was thinking I would be able to at least do it 3 times a week, if not 4 or 5. I'm going to set a baseline goal of 3 times a week. Around 10 minutes or so each episode, anywhere from 5 to 10. Actually, anywhere from 5 to 15 even would be fine. And I'm going to try to do it around the same time all the time. It wouldn't be based off of this episode, though. I just happen to get home early. It'll probably be more like 7, 8, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the end of my notes here. So I'm going to leave this podcast. I'm going to end this podcast here. And yeah, I mean, I hope everybody's having a great day and everybody continues to have a great night. Fades out.